Miss Muriel Matters, written by Robert Wainwright and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Ibsen's words and her family's involvement in social issues were significant influences for Muriel, who had just turned 17 when women were granted the vote. As she would later write, "There is not the slightest doubt I was born a suffragette. I cannot remember a time when I was not interested in the woman question. Then, when quite a girl, I was reciting from Ibsen. I used to do a piece from A Doll's House when Nora is told that home and children are her first duty. She says, 'No, my first duty is to myself.' I used to begin with a little explanatory interlude telling what had led up to this. People used to say how dreadful it was to hear such a young girl giving utterance to such sentiments." The shapes and influences emerging in Muriel's life were a strange mix of religious and social conservatism, daily prayer, and abstinence of declared vices like alcohol, wrapped up in the Wesleyan philosophy of public service to acknowledge faith, but also a belief in individual freedom and artistic creativity. From the age of 10, and probably earlier, she was singing and playing the piano, interests she probably picked up from her mother's side of the family, and was performing recitals at festivals and meetings organized by the various church and temperance groups overseen by her uncles. There seemed to be events several times a week in all parts of the city and towns beyond, in front of rapt audiences. Like-minded believers there, not to critique, but to applaud and encourage. At first, Muriel and other children were put forward as sideline entertainment, delightful warm-ups to the main business of the evening. Muriel shone, a tiny figure with striking features that resembled her mother's fine-boned countenance more than the paternal line, and with a voice that belied her physical stature. By her early teens, the stage held no fears for Muriel as she discovered the power of her own voice and its natural place in the art of elocution, the skill of dramatic recitation of poetry and prose, public speaking on steroids.